Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, April the 14th, 1809, a tragic accident in St. Philip left 20 enslaved persons dead and five others dreadfully maimed. The accident occurred in this way. A group of about 60 or 70 enslaved persons had been employed by the parish authorities to repair a section of the Great St. Philip Road, which was one of the main arteries of internal communication in the island. The accident occurred on a section of the road known as Bishop's Hill, now part of Highway 4B, that passes through the hilly northwestern section of the parish of St. Philip, behind the St. Philip Parish Church. The District C police station stands at the top of the hill to this day. The gang of enslaved persons was removing marl to repair the road from a large pit, which they had excavated to a depth of about 40 feet. Just after 5 in the afternoon, as they were carrying the marl out in baskets, the overhanging cliff caved in, burying alive about 25 of them who were still digging in the pit. Over 1,000 enslaved persons were brought to the site of the disaster and laboured through the night and throughout the following day to remove the earth, so that the five badly injured survivors and the crushed bodies of the 20 dead could be recovered. The disaster occurred 7 years to the day before the outbreak of the slave rebellion in Barbados of 1816, which was led by a ranger named Busser from the nearby Bailey's Plantation. Since Bailey's Plantation was less than 2 miles from the site of the accident, it is very possible that Busser and a team from Bailey's were among those engaged in recovering the bodies. In the wake of the disaster, a bill was passed by the legislature on the 5th of June 1810, provided compensation for the owners of the slaves who were killed. Of course, there had been no thought of compensation for the enslaved who were injured, or for the families of those who had died so cruelly on this day in 1809. We can only imagine what Busser thought of this gross injustice.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.